Welcome to Kinsey Confidential, your opportunity to ask questions and have them answered by experts in sexual health and behavior from the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Today's question:
how long after possible exposure to HIV should one wait before being tested? I had unprotected sex and then got tested 5 weeks later. It came back negative, but is that too soon?
Yes and no. It was great that you got tested for HIV after having unprotected sex, and in fact, many people who acquire HIV will indeed test positive within a month of exposure. However, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, also called the CDC, points out that some people may take longer to produce sufficient antibodies to the HIV virus and thus produce a positive test result if they are infected with HIV. As such, many healthcare providers would suggest getting another HIV test 3 or more months after unprotected sex. This is because most people who have HIV will test positive 3 months after infection. As you may know, there are different types of HIV tests. The most common HIV tests are those that test for antibodies to the HIV virus. These tests are usually conducted using a sample of a person's blood or even a sample of their mouth fluid, which is different from saliva. Depending on what types of HIV tests are available at clinics or testing sites near you, it is possible to have test results back in as little as 15 or 20 minutes or as long as about 2 weeks after testing. To learn more about testing options in your area, call 1-800-CDC-INFO, which is 1-800-232-4636. You can also learn more at the CDC's HIV Testing and Information website, www.hivtest.org. At this writing, CDC recommendations for HIV testing vary based on a person's risk, so you should talk to your healthcare provider if you have questions about how often you should get tested for HIV or other sexually transmissible infections, also called STIs, such as chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis, and others. Since you had unprotected sex, you may be at risk for STIs other than HIV, and it would be wise to ask your healthcare provider about getting tested for other STIs or how to generally reduce your STI risk. Women and men both can reduce the risk of STIs, including HIV, by abstaining from oral, vaginal, and anal sex, or, if they are sexually active, by limiting their number of sexual partners, communicating with their partners about their history of STI history and diagnosis, and using a condom for all acts of oral, vaginal, and anal sex. To learn more about HIV and STIs, visit www.cdc.gov.
You've been listening to Kinsey Confidential, produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. Today's question was answered by Dr. Debbie Herbenick, sexual health researcher and educator. You can find out more and submit your questions by visiting us online at kinseyconfidential.org.